From NPR News in Washington, I'm Lakshmi Singh. President Obama is meeting with two key senators in the health care debate after he was unable to get Congress to pass an overhaul bill before the August recess. Senate Majority Leader Harry Reid and Senate Finance Chairman Max Baucus are leading an effort to produce a bipartisan bill. Earlier today, the president's chief of staff, Rahm Emanuel, told NPR that the White House is confident people will support revamping the health care system.
I think this summer, given that we've had over the decade an increase of about 7 million of people that are uninsured, so now we've gone from 42 to about 49 million, and every day across America, 14,000 people lose their health insurance and access to their doctor. That's what you're going to hear.
President Obama has said that he wants a bill that provides coverage for virtually all Americans passed by the fall. Critics say they need more time to determine how to pay for a $1 trillion plan over 10 years. The Obama administration is creating a multi-billion dollar fund to jumpstart school improvement efforts that have stalled as states continue to cut their education budgets. NPR's Claudio Sanchez reports.
Calling it the largest ever federal investment in school reform, the Obama administration will, over the next 10 to 12 months, award about $4.4 billion in competitive grants. The Department of Education, which will begin releasing these so-called Race to the Top funds in early 2010, specifically wants to promote the quality of classroom teachers and principals, tie student improvement to teacher pay, improve state standards and tests, make it easier to open more charter schools, create data collection systems that track students' progress, and, if necessary, shut down the nation's worst public schools. States are already lining up to apply for the money, even if it means more federal oversight of their state and local education policies. Claudio Sanchez, NPR News.
The California legislature is a step closer to approving a plan to bridge the state's $26 billion budget gap. The state Senate has passed a set of measures after working through the night on a compromise. The package is still being debated in the Assembly. The proposed compromise, announced earlier this week, would make deep cuts in government programs and take or borrow billions of dollars from cities and counties to help balance the budget in California. A federal jury in Arkansas has convicted 74-year-old evangelist Tony Alamo of taking five underage girls across state lines for sex. Each count carries a maximum sentence of 10 years in prison. The charges date back 15 years. The 74-year-old was already serving time in jail for other charges. The defense argued the girls' travels were legitimate because they were part of Alamo's ministry. On Wall Street, the Dow Jones Industrial Average down 16 points at 9,054. NASDAQ Composite Index down 20 at 1954. S&P 500 down 3 at 973. This is NPR. Three men have been arrested in Britain for sending toxic waste to Brazil, while an angry Brazilian government is making a formal company or complaint against Britain. Larry Miller has more on this from London.
99 shipping containers were filled with syringes, condoms, diapers, bandages, bags of blood, and other clinical and household waste. They were sent from Britain and were discovered at three Brazilian ports. The Brazilian government says the alleged illegal shipments of toxic waste breaches international conventions, and it will lodge a formal complaint with the World Trade Organization. The 1,400 tons of waste was mixed with recyclable plastic. Brazil's president criticized rich countries for sending their garbage abroad when they claim to be environmentally aware. Britain's Environment Agency says it plans to search the waste when it's returned to the UK and will investigate if laws were broken by the commercial company that shipped the waste to Brazil. For NPR News, I'm Larry Miller in London.
Two American service members have been killed in a bomb blast in southern Afghanistan, bringing the death toll among U.S. troops in that country to 37 in July, the deadliest month of the war so far. An 8-year-old victim of alleged gang rape is in child protective custody in Phoenix after her parents shunned her, saying she had brought shame on her family. Police cited the family's Liberian refugee background as a reason, saying the stigma of rape still endures in many parts of Africa and among refugees in the U.S. The girl was allegedly lured by a group of boys ages 9 to 14 behind a shed where police say she was raped. All the boys have been charged, the eldest as an adult. I'm Lakshmi Singh, NPR News, Washington.